Something that should always be kept in mind is conservatives always play this game. And Piers, I think you do it sometimes too, where people will say, well, look at this person in power and what they said. Okay, well, what if we compare that to what these random people on Twitter said? Why the comparisons, right? This guy was a commentator for the Olympics. And whether you agree or disagree with women participating in sports or not, the fact that you would allude to people doing makeup when these are some of the most athletically competitive women in the world doing their competitive events, I could imagine a lot of people would view that in really bad taste. I understand that. And say, well, what about these random people on Twitter making comments? How is this even a comparison? Like, they're not going to be fired from anything because they're not working for anything. Just random people on Twitter. And then again, this idea of like Christians being so mad that Tommy's over, I'll never watch the Olympics because one still from like an 8-hour opening ceremony offended me as a Christian. And it's like, are we forgetting that? I mean, forget what Cenk said about people trying to have the Ten Commandments be, you know, in courthouses and you know, whether or not religious education or whatever should be mandated, all this. Forget that. The president of the United States in the last term, Donald Trump, literally ran on banning Muslims from coming to the United States. He wanted to ban Muslims from coming. He had a conversation with Giuliani where he said, here, ban all Muslim immigration.
None of this
is, to be clear, none of this is even contested. He went with the seven. He went with the seven. No, I live in the real world. I hope that you can serve. Just join us one day, please.
Muslims.
One, he absolutely did.
You he's going to ban Muslims from America.
Conversation Muslim ban. There's a reason why
put
he
some money on it.
He did.
Did Obama ban Muslims?
No. What Donald Trump said, fact check, okay, by a true patriot. Welcome to this fact check. Obama had a list of seven countries that were under heightened scrutiny for surveillance for people that visited the United States. Donald Trump initially wanted to ban all Muslims. That got shot down as an idea. So instead,
no,
he took that list of countries. He took the seven countries that Obama had under heightened scrutiny for immigration or visas.
He
decided to ban
Muslims.
Those seven countries instead.
He's gonna ban
so the idea that Donald
Muslims.
Trump used the same list that Obama
it
did.
Is actually, hang on,
Obama used
hang
it
on.
For heightened scrutiny for surveillance.
Hang on.